You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, everyone, and happy Thursday. Today is Thursday, March 14th, and earlier today, the Philadelphia Eagles' new running back, Saquon Barkley, spoke with the Philly media and is at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Barkley was asked his thoughts on Jalen Hurts. He was also asked what Eagles players have already either reached out to him in person or sent messages to him. He shared how he believes that the Eagles' offensive personnel and offensive system could change his game, and he expressed his love and respect for the Giants fans that may be hurt by him leaving. Take a listen.
How's everyone doing?
So at what point were the Eagles kind of on your radar and you thought that this might be a good spot for you?
When it came to my attention, that a team, that the Eagles wanted a team that were interested in me, I definitely got excited about it. We got everything wrapped up and, just put, my signature to the paper. But watching from afar, everything that they're about, the culture here, the fans here, definitely got super excited about it, and I'm just happy to be a part of this organization, I'm ready to go.
Miles Sanders has been talked a lot when he was here about you guys staying in touch and communicating, so you probably know some things. What did he tell you about this organization?
He reached out and congratulated me. I got back to him, but it's kind of been hectic couple of days. After this, probably pick up the phone call and talk to him and see if it was the best spot to live and all that good stuff.
Having faced this team as much as you have, what was your perception from the other side of
it? Like I said, from watching from afar, what everything this team about, what the city is about, and they have that mentality. They want to win. I know everyone's stuck on last year, but being 11-6 and making it to the first round, and that's a down year. That's a great culture you want to be a part of when you have that mindset where it's like, no, we need to do way more. And I know how special this place is, and I know how special a player that I believe I can be, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
What do you say to Giants fans who were hurt by you leaving there?
Yeah, the Giants fans that were hurt about me leaving, I got nothing but love and respect for all those guys and all those ladies and just the fans. For the last 6 years, they've been great to me, to my family, created so many memories. I don't think I really handled it the right way on social media. I think I could have gave a proper goodbye. Like I said, once I announced, everything kind of got hectic. But yeah, I'm forever, forever grateful for the Giants fans and so thankful for them. But unfortunately, the NFL is a business, and I was able to get to a place that I know I can come here, I can compete, and I can win. I can stay close to home, and I'm just happy that I was able to, be part of this team.
You mentioned several times that you wanted to be a Giant for life, and you're talking about it as a business. Why is it important in the running back market? You mentioned guaranteed money a couple of times, tweeting about it. Why is that important, the position to yourself, to the negotiations you have?
I don't think it's just important for just to the running back position. I think for any player in the NFL, it's important to get the most guaranteed money that you can. And, my agent, Ed, did an unbelievable job. That was a task that we wanted to have. And, that was a goal, and he got it done. But we play in the NFL, not just the running backs, but everybody. It's a gruesome sport. You never know what can happen in this game. So it's important. And I'm just happy that we're able to get that done. And, the business side of it is over. And now I can go out there and compete and go try and win.
Who on the current roster has reached out to you, and what have their messages been to you?
I talked to KG. And I talked to Jalen a little bit. But yeah, those, like I said, it's been really hectic the last couple of days. And I'm just happy to, you know, finally get here, meet everybody here. You know, I met a lot of people today, so I'm gonna try my best to, you know, remember all the names. I'm definitely going to come back again a little earlier and do it again. But, like I said, just extremely excited, to be here. And, you know, it's a moment and memory I'm never going to forget. And, even more special, I'm able to do it with my friends and family.
As far as the offensive personnel here and the offensive system here, how do you think it could either change your game or unlock your game in a different way?
I think, you know, for the point I am in my career, you know, just to be able to get a fresh start is good, something new, you know, different excitement. I feel like I'm a rookie all over again. You know, some new team meetings, new strength, it's a new locker room, everything. But also just being around, you know, talented guys, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You got Jalen, you got AJ, Devontae, you know, a tremendous offensive line. And you know, I feel like I'm a special player. I feel like I still got a lot left and I got a lot to prove. And I just can't wait to get in on the field with those guys and prove it and show it to the world.
You see your family here. What does it mean to come back home to close to your roots and all the people of Whitehall area and everybody who watched you as a kid growing up playing football?
Yeah, that's important to come back to everybody that knows me and, you know, playing high school football here and playing college football here. But the biggest thing, we want to stay close to home. You know, it's a blessing that for Thanksgiving or Christmas, I can go right to my mama's house or we can go to Nana's house. You know, my kids can see their grandparents, my kids can see their aunts and uncles and cousins. So that was important. And I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to, you know, be a Philadelphia Eagle.
After the 6 years you had up there, why do you still feel like you have a lot to prove?
That's just me. That's my mindset. I'm always going to have that mindset. Every year, how can I get better? How can I improve? Go back, watch the little things, learn from my mistakes, learn from the stuff that I did good, and just keep leveling up. I feel like that's the mindset that you have to have, and I'm going to continue to have here.
How important is it for you to be a three down back? How important is that for you to be on the field at all times in each phase?
I pride myself in that. You know, just looking at the history of all the great running backs, you know, all of them were able to do that. So I pride myself in that, and that's something I know that I can continue to improve. And whether it's running the ball in between the tackles, outside the tackles, catching the ball, pass blocking, all those things that, you know, really make you every down back is something I want to continue to get better at, and I'm going to.
They're investigating James saying you talked to Nick during the process. Can you address that at all?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Franken, I think he kind of misinterpreted. The truth was the sell pitch to Penn State, how many Penn State fans are Philadelphia Eagles fans, but that was through my agent, and my agent told me that. So, you know, it happens, and I'm let the Philly in on that.
What are your thoughts on Jalen as a quarterback and things that are possible between the two of them?
Oh, yeah, watch him from afar. You know, I know how a special player he is. I know how talented a player he is. But just talking to him, you know, there's a mentality he has, the mindset that he has. And, you know, it's not just something that you see on the outside. You talk to everybody in this building. I think they will all say similar things, say the same things. Obviously, he can run the ball pretty well, but just a mindset. I'm big in that. The mindset that he's have, and that's a guy that you want to go out there and play for.
The coaching staff has talked about Jalen's contributions to the run game kind of being like plus one in the run game. I guess like when you play with global quarterbacks in the past, how does that help a running back?
Yeah, it definitely helps. You put a defense in the bind, especially with RPOs. Pick your poison. You know, you can collapse down and take me away, and you got Jalen. And if you want to stick with Jalen, then you know you got me running against behind a great offensive line. So I look forward to all that, and you know, especially not just Jalen and offensive line, but all the talent around it too.
A lot of people would look at the number of touches a running back has, the amount that you've had in the last few years, and wonder if there's going to be a drop off. Why are you not concerned about that?
Because I pride myself in the way I take care of my body. I pride myself in you know the way I train. The way I push myself, and I'm a big believer of, you know, learning from the greats and, you know, the Walters, the Berries, and the, you know, the list goes on and on. I'm not comparing myself to those guys, but a lot of those guys played into the well into the 30s. So, you know, I don't get into the analytics and all that stuff. I believe in the work that you put in is what you get out, and I'm continuing to have that mindset.
You reach back out to James Franco, like, what, the head coach?
I mean, I'm going there tomorrow for pro day and talk to some of the guys. So yeah, I guess we'll have that conversation.
You talked about Barry in the past. You've talked to him a couple times. Barry Sanders, has he given you advice to, as you become a veteran player, how things have to change when it comes to preparing your body?
Yeah, I got to talk to him last year in training camp when we had a joint practice with the Lions, and I was just sitting there, to be honest. I got to talk to him for like 20 or 30 minutes, and he gave me a lot of great advice and, you know, just how to take care of your body, the things he did during out the week in all season and in season. And, you know, I just take bits and pieces from it and try to add it to my my routine.
The perception has often been that the Eagles haven't invested resources in this position. When they reached out to you to make that type of investment, what was your reaction?
My reaction was, you know, I was super happy that I had an opportunity to come back and stay close to home and play for a great team and just ready to get the business side off of it. The last 2 years, you know, I feel like, you know, so many people come up to me and, you know, about me getting tagged or talk about contract or even leading up to this. And now all that's, you know, that's done. The business side is done and we can keep the main thing. And that's going out there playing football and winning football games.
Were you 100% at any point last year after the high ankle sprain? Why was it so important for you to come back as quick as you did?
That's who I am. And hopefully I'm able to show that to you guys and to this organization and to, you know, the fans and everyone in Philly. I'm a competitor, and I want to go out there. I'm going to compete, and I want to win, and it means that much to me. No matter if I'm hurt, no matter what, you know, I'm living a dream. I wanted to do this since I was a little kid. My dad and my mom and my parents and brothers and sisters can attest to that, that this is something that I take pride in. So no matter what, as I want to be out there. You know what I mean? People want to be in my position and go out there playing the game of football. I'm playing a child's game and getting paid pretty well for it. So,
Saquon, having been on the other side of the rivalry for so many years, is it weird at all?
Yeah, it's definitely a, you know, when I put this hoodie on, definitely a little different. And, you know, seeing my daughter there, put it on the Philadelphia Eagles stuff. She's seen, you know, we've been on the worst side of rivalry, I guess you could say, for the past couple of years. But I'm happy. I'm happy to be a Philadelphia Eagle. You know, like I said, I take pride in it. I'm going to take pride in this organization. I'm going to take pride in my community. You know, that's something that I try my best to do in New York and New Jersey. So I look forward to that. Also make an impact in my community. And I'm excited. Like I said, business side of it is over. And we get to keep the main thing. And let's go play ball.
G-N.